Okay, so we'll go through some Sechiras Pa'ilim. So, just a couple of hakdamas, then we'll go through the Etzma Halacha. A lot of like different scenarios of Zabgan, taxis, and you know, all sorts of different babysitters, all sorts of situations. Sometimes when you're hiring workers, you always, number one is, should be clear as possible on what the tanoim are in terms of prices and other things, and things should be as clear as possible when you're having workers. For Sky and Rights, that keeps things not getting into trouble and things aren't clear, always going to get into problems. And when it comes to Sechiras Pa'ilim, there's like one, when you have a right to charge somebody, there's one type of case that which you hire somebody and you make a price. That's a whole separate sugya we're not going to discuss right now, but it's a whole separate sugya of yoyri. If somebody does something for you, even though they didn't ask you for it, then the halacha is that you have to pay the person. Sometimes somebody can do a pool for somebody. A pool for you, we didn't discuss that you got money and it get complicated. For example, I got a couple of guys happened just the other day. A crazy story. There was the guy went to America, Ben's mom, and he comes back and about 2 years old. He didn't have a contract, he's just been like 5 years without like, a contract. He tells him, like, you're out in a month, or no, yeah, I signed a contract with somebody else, you have to leave right away. I was like, well, why isn't it going to go well? He goes, I want to raise the rent. And last year I asked you about raising the rent. He told me no. So when you're in America, I found somebody who pay a higher rent. And I just signed a contract with somebody else. So he's like, well, what? Like, you know, so first he wanted to know whether if he had, you know, if he doesn't have a contract, what his rights are, what he can stay. He goes back and forth. So the kids, he called up the new tenant. They told him, like, he's not right. He can get an apartment. What's going on over here? So the kids are there. He's not going to pay the higher price. He's not going to pay the higher price. The market's crazy. So he's not going to pay the higher price. And you know, the prices are crazy. So, because of Mysa, because he came with big fees against the new guy, what he's taking it for. So now, so the new guy decided, okay, fine. If he finds another apartment, he's not going to kick the guy out. Meanwhile, he's staying who knows where. He finds another apartment in the next couple of days, and he's not going to keep the guy out. So, they're both calling on both sides. So, anyway, on Shabbos, there are a couple of guys who now need apartments outside. I was going to be sitting on some domain here, which has...
The landlord is two guys.
Mm-hmm. You know, one guy in the neighborhood. So on Shabbos, I just put out like a cruise if anyone has any apartments that, you know, they should let me know about. Because, you know, we have a bunch of family in apartments. So, kids are nice. Because I found this guy apartment. That's the guy who...
The guy
who took him out. Yeah, came out. So, because I have an apartment. So, there are two shots I'm discuss. Number one is, he signed with the agent, because he had to pay his agent. He signed on the apartment, right? Now, he wants to back out. So, does he have to pay the agent? And now, the second question is, does he have to pay me now? I got an apartment, yeah. So in terms of paying the agent, Pasha says he has to pay the agent, okay, because the agent did the work, he signed. He has a right to kick the guy out of the apartment.
Yeah,
but the guy didn't have a contract, signed with them, he has totally right to do it. I don't mind, he's going to be a nice guy and do the film, which he's doing it, he wants to back out. But there's a contract signed already, and Pasha says you have to pay the agent. The agent did the work, they signed the contract. So that's some Pasha says you have to pay the agent. In terms of paying me, so the answer to the question really is, when you do something for somebody, it depends what your intention was. If you guys...
Stipulated first?
No. So if I do work for you, even if I didn't make up a price, but I did the work for you, you have to pay me. We make up at the payment, but like I come and I do, you know, I'm a dentist, I do your teeth, so you have to pay me, right? We make up anything, because I'm doing something which costs money. So if I'm doing a pool which costs money, so then the law is that you're gonna have to pay me. I gave you something. So really it depends on, oh, this is a great story. Back up. So the same type of story. That my sister, her chaplain was basically my brother was learning with the brother of my swagger. And hey, so, you know, yeah, his brother, his sister, kids, they made the shiluch, basically, between the two of them. So came to the Bart, and the brother of the chassan came with my parents, said they want shulchanos. I'm Shachanis. So then my brother said, yes, I also want Shachanis today. I did just as much. So I wasn't, just because I did it like as a brother, I just also get it. So the luck is that he gets Shachanis, the brother of the Hatzon, not the brother of the Kala.
Why?
Because when you do something, if you had intention to get paid for it, so then it's a pool and you get paid for it. If you did it just as a brother, and you didn't intention to get paid for it, so then it's not something which you have right to pay the money. So the brother of the Chassan had all intention all the time to get money. So therefore he has right to pay the money. But my brother didn't have intention to get money. So therefore he didn't do it, that's to get money, so therefore you don't have right to get money. So where are we?
Back
to Rabbi. So I didn't do it, that's to get money, so therefore can make second down check. But maybe more of the Valdir coming up. How much money should I charge him? You know? Okay, so let's go through cases now in terms of when you hire somebody. So there are a lot of different scenarios that people want to
bag. I think it's a case where it's a normal thing. Let's see, now that's good. Let's see.
I did a pulo now that. If I do something now that's to get money, I can charge you. If I didn't intentionally get money, then I have a right to charge you for money. If I did it not to get money, I didn't intentionally get money. I did it just tap out, but. Sticky situation, have about two families, and actually three, got the Baldira and whatever. That's the money, that's the money, so then you don't have to bear the money. Fine. Okay, so let's look at the ultimate scenarios in terms of like when you hire a worker and then you want to back out. Happens all the time. Like I just called me last week, I made up to hire a plumber, and then like, his wife got cold feet, decided I'm going to hire this plumber, they heard like, they made a good impression, can we back out now? Or having a babysitter all the time, you hire a babysitter, and then for some reason you change your mind, you don't want to go away. Or you take a spot in a gun, and now you want to back out. So there are a couple of different scenarios. I'll have to repeat over a couple of times, just a couple like three different. Because the club, there is before you started working, and there's after you started working. Two different worlds. And even before you started working, there's a difference whether the worker would have gotten another job and you caused the Epsom moment, or you didn't cause the Epsom moment. That's the basic breakup of this. So let's start in the regular case. You hired a worker and then you change your mind and you don't want to hire the worker anymore. If you didn't make any money, no kinyon, you just spoke out that you want to do it. For example, you take a spot in a gun. And then you decide you want to go to a different gun. So it looks like this. If you hire somebody, and there's no Hefsid Mammon, still, it's not a good thing to be Chayzer. And the person, the Payal, has, I think Marcus has Terumas on you. Terumas means like, not good things for Sosat. Because it didn't Terumas, like, he can't be paying any money, but it wasn't the right thing to be Chayzer. And he has the right to have complaints about you. If it wasn't so easy for him to find another job, or was it different than another job, then he has the right to have Terumas. Because so once you make up, ideally, you're not supposed to be backing out, even if there's no Epsom moment, if there's no good reason to back out, then you're not supposed to back out. Once you give a commitment, and you made up, you should go ahead and follow through. Now, the Ksai says that if you have a very good reason why you want to back out, then you're allowed to back out. Well, for example, you hire a painter, and then you find out the painter doesn't clean up well. So you have a good reason why you want to back out. You reserved the spot in a gun, and you found out that the kids aren't happy there. So you have a good reason why you want to back out. So then, the luck is in that scenario you're able to back out. So let's go.
So you found the gun, is that 10 minutes or 5 minutes?
Or? Yeah, so like, if I have a good reason why I want to back out, a very strong reason, if there's no loss to the gun, then you're allowed to back out. Then you can't. Yeah, that's a loss. Now it's basically, so the first thing is, ideally you should do it. If the email is a moment, it's the rumors, maybe it's a moment, it's a very good reason why you want to back out. So then you're able to back out.
Now,
they had another child. Not that maybe.
I'm saying, let's say it's like five.
They turned down.
So
let's see if they get another child.
Then they have another child, so you still have to keep it.
Yeah.
You guys want to do
Shabbos
with another
gun, you don't want to buy this. So you have a problem. If you took a spot, so we get this. Now, let's say there's a Hefsid Mammon. You took a spot in the gun, Then you wake up the night and there's a full gun. So and now there's F1. So first thing always, every time you back out, you find out the gun is full. Right? The gun's about 8 kids and you're number 5 or 6 or 7. So then obviously there's no F1. Because obviously there's no F1 because they're not full. So the only challenge really like is where they are full. Now that they're full, I want to back out. So now the question is, are you allowed to back out? So a lot of kids, if you back out and you when you cause an F1, you're gonna have to pay. Because being that you had agreement, and now they're having some moment, you're gonna have to pay. How much you have to pay? So the Gemara says you have to pay like a boil bottle. But mice are not working. It's easier not to have. There's certain jobs which is easier not to work than to work. So the Gemara says you hire. Let's say you hire somebody to build a house, whatever. And now you're telling, and then you stop. Whatever, you back out. So mice, the person doesn't have to work. So therefore, the Gemara says you have to pay him like a poil bottle. A poil bottle is the amount of the person where you mask him to take the... If you give him a paid vacation, how much would the person take off? So in general, how much is it? Is the taxes with that cost up to 50? But it's not a general rule over, depending on how every job is different. If you back out a gun, for example. That's okay. So back out a gun. So if you have 9 kids or 8 kids, not so much of a difference in the work. So with the poil bottle, would be how much? 90%, 95%. It'll be most of the things. Certain jobs, which are very, very hard, and you, like this person's after work, he gets a vacation. So then, in that scenario, it would be
50-50.
But
still, what's a commitment? Let's say you just call me,
I want
to be done with the
assembly. No, commitment is about paying. A commitment doesn't
really
consider a commitment. Wait, what? You want to make a commitment. This is before kidding.
Just saying.
Saying that you're taking a spot, that's a commitment. Right, you could be crazy as chazal. You have an editor? Did you want to back out? If there's no hafsimam, what's the halacha? You're not supposed to back out. Let's say there's a reason. If there's a reason, then you're able to back out at the time. If there's a hafsimam, then you're going to have to pay like a pile of bottle. And there's one last. Now, this is all before you started working.
How much is that?
Pile of bottle? Svider. If it's something where the person would. It's how much a person would be massing to get a paid vacation and after work. How much do you take off? For example, we had ones like Erev Pesach, so there's a girl who had a job. And then the person backed out. So over there, Erev Pesach, the girl wants to work, right? She's working at home for her mother or work with you. So she wants to get paid, right? So in that case, it'd be my fault. You have a Talmud, classical case. You take a Talmud, she was married, and what did they have? How much does she have for a Seder? And now the Talmud wants to back out. So what's going to be the halacha? So we'll go through the cases. If you back out before this man, what's going to be the halacha? Before you started working, what's the halacha?
That's
the reason. If there's no hafsid, you can get another Talmud. So then, if there's going to be a hafsid, so then you have to be like, boil bottle. What's boil bottle? Now the guy has the opportunity to be able to learn whatever he wants, right? So. You have to figure out how much it's worth it for the guy. If you give him, let's say, Tom costs $500. Tom, I'll give you $300 and do whatever you want. Very possible to take it.
Well, this person could be different
for
that.
So it's, you have to make a hashar. The task says, man, it's time. Unless you have a reason to think not like that. Now, I think by Talmidim, people are taking it are desperate, right? That's really the reason why they're taking a Talmud, right? So with that class, we mostly fall because if it's a situation where they manage the money, then it's not going to get. Now, once they started working already, so then if they go to do the job already, that's a Kenyan, and then if you want to back out, you're always going to have to pay like a pearl bottle. You have to pay half, like, say, everything. You know, so basically, if there's an exit moment or the guy started working, you have to pay him. How much you have to pay him? How much a person would be masking to take a vacation, that would be mad to. So let's go to the two classical cases and we'll work up to it. You call a taxi, right? Now you want to back out. So it's halacha?
Before?
Before, right.
On
the hafsid, you could back out. Let's say there's a hafsid. You hire a taxi driver at 3 o'clock in the morning, and now you call him at 1:30. You tell him no, you're canceling your trip. The guy's like, what do you mean? I had three other people going to the airport. Now I have apps. So what's my halacha? How much do you have to pay? How about that? How much will it be? Well, he's saving gas. Also, he could still work, right? He could circle around 3 o'clock in the morning and pick up some people. So whatever amount of money, let's say it costs 200 shekels to get to the airport, he drives around and gets on, in that 2 hours, gets 100 shekels. Okay, fine. So that he would have to work and see how much money he gets. And then, fine. Let's say you start going, and then in the middle, you decide, start going on a chalamid outing, and then we'll notice how you want to go. So, by the time you're going to pay, you have to pay whatever you did, and the rest. Compare about that.
You told you also all for a reason, right?
Yes, sometimes that bad guy, you can't back out once you're here.
Let's say the guy says, reach out 10 minutes.
What do you say?
Let's say it's not to the airport. The guy traveled 10 minutes to you, and you say, that's fine, actually.
The guy what?
The guy traveled 10 minutes. He said, and then you say, that's fine, I mean, I'm going to meet
you. He came to your house?
He's down the way.
Okay, so in terms of you order a taxi, so a lot of times you call a taxi and you order it and they're not coming and they say, and then you call up, take a Habibi, Safanut, old mat, and sometimes old mat turns into 15-20 minutes. The question is, at what point you could just say, you're just leaving and you're not waiting for that. So, the basic rule is basically 5 to 7 minutes, that's sort of normal. Unless they tell you longer and longer. They tell you 5 minutes. You have to have another two, three minutes, and if they're coming late, then after that you have a right to...
Someone told me, we ordered the taxi, 2 minutes. So I wait 5 minutes, and it's taxi passing by. I don't know how long this guy's going to be.
So call them up and say,
They don't answer after. Call them up and answer.
Well, they don't
answer
me?
Yeah.
Certainly, it depends on really which taxi service you get.
They don't answer.
Vermont Olon is very reliable, I found it.
What?
So it's meaning if you go to a restaurant, you order food, and then they make food, and then it takes too long, and you leave, but they just spend money on the food.
So if they're took too long, so then you're not really okay, because what do you call too long? But it has to be really too long. When you go to a restaurant, it's normal to wait 20, 25 minutes, right? People go to a restaurant just hang out, right? They're not just coming just to gobble up food. So it has to be a very, very long time, then that time you may not be okay.
But they say 2 minutes, and then 5 minutes later, it's not there.
So you call them up and...
They don't answer. It's happening.
I mean, give them if they say 2 minutes, you give them
seven. By 7 minutes, I find, so it's 2 minutes, I try calling them again. So then as I flag down the taxi, the guy pulls up. So...
Yeah, saying, if you have to wait a couple more, if it's 7-8 minutes is the amount of time, that's the amount you have to wait, then you should call up, they cancel. Saying if, because that's called Arabic Chais, not called Neil Chais. Yeah. There's one more tonight, which is very important, is that let's say the anus happens, unforeseeable thing happened. Now the question is who loses the money? Somebody left a key by his neighbor for a babysitter. Not for a babysitter, for a Zaret. He's going away, the Zaret came, and the key, door's jammed. This person sat there, and they couldn't get in. Now the shayla is the Zainis. Zainis, which no one could know, says who loses the money. In most cases, you hire somebody to work in a field, and then to water the field, and then there's rain at night, and he gets in the morning and sees that it doesn't need water. So in that situation, the question is, who loses in that situation? So the klal basically is that the worker always loses, unless it's something about bias could have known. He should have realized, and he should have realized, and the pearl didn't realize, then the Baba is loses. But in general, whenever there's an anus which happens, so then the work is always going to lose. Somebody rented a dira, right? And then all of a sudden, a war breaks out. So the guy can say, what do you mean? You hire me to do the work. That's it. There's all you need to champion over here. Corona was an example, right? Corona, all these things. What do you say? It's not called Marcus Medina. It's all separate cigarette. I mean, that's all separate here. But in a regular situation, you hire something, all these happens. You hire a worker, and then the person gets sick, and then he doesn't need a worker. So in a situation like that, so then if there's all illness, then the luck is about bias, always putter, unless it's something that's about bias should have realized. And the Babai should have realized, and the Pro should have realized, and he can be puzzled. So let's just go through a couple cases. Let's go through a Ghana again, okay? Gan before the year was halacha? They got slapped in the Gan and you went back out, was halacha?
Yeah.
Must have
a reason.
Yes, a reason. If they saved a spot for you, then it wasn't halacha?
No,
as long as I have said,
any reason.
If they saved a spot for you, but if there's a hafsid, then you have to pay. How much? Paul bought the over is mainly default. You went for a month and then you said you don't like the Gan. Please get all the time. The Garnet is not caring enough and not loving enough, doesn't give the kids enough, whatever. Now they want to back out. The Garnet said, what do you mean? You can't back out, it's another year. What happens now?
Is
that
the reason? No, what
do
you
mean?
What?
Maybe it's their fault.
So, to make it their fault, you have to prove it's their fault. The, you know, the fact that the mother is Hagashim and I once lived next to Garnet. It was like not the best Ganemet. But like two type of Ganemet's like in the neighborhood. This one was like very, very, very cold, like not a warm type of personality. The other one was like the most warm type of personality. But I live next door there and I used to hear it every time how much she screams at the kids. And everyone wanted to go, this Ganemet's most popular Ganemet. And I was like, everything walked by. I was like, she don't know what in the world they're doing. Okay. But so they have to be, you have to have a very good reason to prove it. Therefore, back if you back out in the middle of the year, you have to pay. And you have to pay for the whole year. Kapal Pato, which is not going to be so much less, because that's a person, wants to work, and she needs the money, and she's working anyhow. The fact that 8 kids or 7 kids is not going to make a tremendous difference. Now, if the, we should go for the power backside, or it's too confusing? What? Okay, no, just a lot of different,
find someone else.
Wait, say? If what?
So you find someone else to back out?
Or pay. So there's two options.
Or pay you if Pell backs out?
If what? Oh, if Pell backs out? Okay, so look at that. The Umar says that Pell is a bad son, has a source to be Chaliza Kalib, and he's a father name. That Pell bad son, if he's in the middle of the work, he's able to back out, and you still have to pay him, and it'll be your deal with you. For example, Pell does a job, and he backs out halfway. So depends, there's something called Pell and something called a Kaplan. Pile is a worker who's getting paid just hourly, not for the job. Kaplan, somebody's really getting paid to do the job. It's job based. You hire somebody to build a house. That's a Kaplan. You hire somebody just to work for you day by day. That's considered a pile. So if a pile wants to go in and buy it back out, if he has he bets him he's allowed to back out, and then when he backs out, he gets paid for whatever work he does. He did. For example, if you hire a worker,
you with a contract.
What?
You with a contract.
That's what Klickstein wrote. Probably Kipshutta, yeah. Well, he has a right to back out. He's supposed to back out. Let's see, hire a taxi driver. So he's driving you somewhere. Now he wants to back out. So how much you have to pay him? Chuvis once got a ride with a taxi driver. And the taxi driver's like, you know, looking around. Like, you know, just like, so Chuvis starts screaming at him. I'll scream at his name. So it's like, we're looking at the girls for her. So the taxi driver stopped the car and threw him out. Now the question is, how much do you have to pay the taxi driver?
Taxi
Got annoyed, threw him out. Like,
no, he knew by him kicking him out, he's not
going to
get paid for it.
But he did it. But that's in the tax driver's allowed to back out.
What's that back out?
The pile's allowed to back out, I don't know. And he gets paid for whatever he did. So that's something that you have to pay for how much work the.
Full price?
No. Wherever he took him to.
Yeah, but it's a minus. Let's say the 10th, the 12th shot, whatever
you get. No, that's the work you did. Not telling you about that.
It's not how it works. I would have done cheaper.
You went halfway, and doesn't make the difference. Who cares? The player has a right to be crazy, and he gets paid for whatever amount of work he gets paid for the whatever work he did. I'm saying that, and then you'd have right to get. Yeah, okay, it's a little more complicated because it's 10-20 at the beginning, so whatever. But so the player has a right to be crazy. If he's a Kaplan, then you. If he's a Kaplan, then he only gets paid for whatever's less left to do. For example, you hire somebody to build a house. Backs out of the middle. So there, you don't pay him what he did. You pay him kafi, like how much it costs another Kaplan to go ahead and fix it. That's the...
It's cheaper.
What?
It's cheaper. Because the house, it'd be cheaper than you
pay him. Yeah, whatever is cheaper, because whatever he did, that's how much you have to pay him. And whatever's more than that, you have to pay him. Now, even if Pile's out of the if it's Dover Ovid, if it's something which... The Baal Bais is going to have hafsid, then he can't be. It's also from the Chazan. So, example, you build a chasna. So, you get up to the second dance, and the workers say, backing out, let's give him more money. So, that's a double of it. The Baal Bais needs you now, and a lot of hefes if you back out, therefore you get back out. Only if you crazy, you get back out. It's something which is not pressing only right now. What the guy
for? By the guy building the house, let's say the prices went up dramatically after they saw the contract already. So by him backing out, they're going to pay double the price on the contract.
Hold on, so maybe we get that. If it's something which the person needs right now, or and then emichnami,
then there's no terumis. You can pack up back for no reason.
If what?
Pile up back for no reason without terumis.
Well, it's supposed to back out. Maybe there's a chusam on the issue, but the pile is supposed to back out and whatever. But right, if
for no reason.
What you say?
For no reason.
This still could be. It's not always done. It's not always done. Like that. But the SM, the pearl would have to. Now, so it's a babysitter. We're gonna give you 2 hours. If the hour starts, she's leaving. So if it's a double, obviously you need a babysitter now. Plus, you need it for whatever reason is you need it. You're going away, so then they get back out. It's a double, but I need a babysitter. I can't because I'm a babysitter. What if it's like a mother's helper? Like at my house, a mother's helper. She helps me make Shabbos, helps watch the kids, and she backs out. Whatever, it's harder, but it's not like mama's a double hobbit, it's not like the kids are being stranded. So in that situation, so then she would be able to back out, and you have to pay her for, you know, just prorated, and you have to pay her for the hour, which, the hour she did. Let's say you hire a taxi, and the taxi job, 1 o'clock in the morning, you hire a attendant. Well, let's say 400 shekel, large family. Attendant didn't show up, and now you have to call 2 taxis now. For 600 shekel. So the person that's showing up, because you have some money. So that's double of it. He's not allowed to show up. And the luck is, Rabbi Shimon hold that if a person backs out, because you have some money, he has to pay up to double of his salary. If the salary is $400, but his sheep is connected to his salary, and they have to pay you $800. So the guy doesn't show up. So in that situation, then you'd have to pay you $200.